Temperatures hovering around 80 degrees in the North Woods at 106 with WXPR News. I'm Ben Meyer. A major employer in Tomahawk will be letting go around 50 workers. WJFW-TV reports Harley-Davidson will be reducing its workforce, according to a statement from the company. The statement said Harley regularly adjusts its production plan as part of a normal course of business. The company will be adjusting its production volume, leading to a workforce reduction of about 50 workers in Tomahawk. The COVID-19 pandemic canceled the fourth annual Northwoods Pride Festival at Nicolay College in Rhinelander, which was to be held tomorrow. But Rainbow Hodags, a Nicolay student group, now plans to host a virtual event on July 18th. The webinar will be called Transgender Talk. Specific times and the webinar link will be released soon on the Rainbow Hodags Facebook page. Victims have lost more than $46 million from coronavirus-related scams, according to the Federal Trade Commission. Often the scams take the form of phishing emails, texts, or robocalls, says Courtney Anklam, a senior program specialist for AARP.
One thing that we are seeing a lot is that they are offering these fake offers for cures and home testing kits. So they will send text messages, emails, they'll call, and they'll say, like, you can have this testing kit or cure, and all you have to do is send them like a ton of money.
Well, anyone is vulnerable. Scammers often tend to go after seniors.
They will focus on older populations for a couple of reasons. One of those is that they've just had longer to save money. So they might have a retirement savings account, which is worth thousands and thousands of dollars.
Experts urge people to be careful about potential scams. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection and AARP both have tips and reporting tools on their websites. County governments are nervous about the loss of sales tax revenues brought on by a sagging economy during the COVID crisis. The Wisconsin Counties Association has a report that shows a dip in sales tax revenue, but also a surprising twist that involves counties in our region. Ken Krall has more.
Forward Analytics is the research division of the association. Spokesperson Dale Knapp says taxable sales in Wisconsin declined 10% overall in March and April compared to the same months of 2019. But in some places in rural Wisconsin, it was the opposite.
We actually saw 14 counties that had taxable sales that were higher in March and April this year than they were the year before, which surprised me a lot. And we're not sure exactly what to make of it.
Knapp thinks one explanation is those counties are near larger communities, and he thinks the local population go there for goods and services. Langlade, Price, and Taylor saw that statistical anomaly. Elsewhere, sales were off about 4% in Oneida and Vilas counties, Lincoln and Forest counties about 3%, Iron County 14%. Knapp says online retailing was up 66% over the same period in 2019.
Are people that are going online more now going to come back in the same numbers to those retailers?
Knapp says home project stores did very well in March and April. Ken Krall, WXPR News.
And the Rhinelander District Library will reopen with limited in-person hours next Tuesday. A limited number of people will be able to use the library for 30 minutes at a time. Meanwhile, the curbside pickup and book drop services will remain operational. In-person open hours include Tuesdays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and Thursdays from noon to 6 p.m. Rhinelander joins libraries in Minocqua, Three Lakes, Crandon, Antigo, Merrill, Mercer, and others offering some in-person open hours. Taking a look at your forecast for this afternoon, showers and thunderstorms are likely, highest chance between 3 and 4 p.m. Our high will hover around 80 degrees. Then this weekend looks sunny, 82 degrees on Saturday with a low of 56 on Saturday night. Sunny, high near 84 on Sunday. Undercurrents is on the way next. You're listening to WXPR News.